Unit 4. Listening. Page 27. You will hear a radio interview about advertising unhealthy food on television. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences.
On tonight's edition of Hot Issues, we are joined by Stanley Goodman. He is a member of Ofcom, which regulates British television. Good evening, Stanley. I understand that your organisation has recently passed a ban cutting down on advertising on television. Can you tell us about that?
Hello, Sally. Yes, indeed. As you may know, there is already a ban that prohibits or prevents the advertising of unhealthy food on programmes aimed at viewers under 10 years of age. We are now, I am proud to say, extending this ban to protect older children too.
Can you explain how the ban works?
Well, basically, no advertisements for food or drink high in sugar, salt or fat will be allowed on programmes where 20% or more of the viewers are under 16.
That sounds like a good idea. But I understand that this ban has been widely criticised.
You're right. Some people are upset that advertisements for these foods can still be shown on very popular programmes where the number of young viewers is large. These people would prefer to have a complete ban on commercials for unhealthy foods on all programmes shown before 9 p.m.
But I've also heard the opposite criticism, that the ban is actually too harsh.
Well, of course, broadcasting companies are worried about losing money. It's estimated that they could lose up to £39 million by not showing these advertisements.
Do you think that they are right to be concerned?
Look, they say that they use this money to produce quality programmes for children, and that if the money isn't there, they may have to show programmes of worse quality, or import them from abroad. They also say that they were planning to use the advertising time to help change children's eating habits.
Why is it so important to encourage children to develop good eating habits?
Did you know that about 2.5 million children in England are obese or overweight? And the rate is rising all the time. This isn't good for the children. And think of the strain that this trend will place on health services in the future. We already know that overweight children often grow up to be overweight adults. I know some people think that the Ofcom ban is just a quick fix solution. And I agree that long term, we have to promote changes in people's way of living and not just focus exclusively on diet. But at least the new ban is a start.
Well, this has really been very interesting. You have certainly given us food for thought, if I may put it like that. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.